96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We have a very busy week here at Howard University. The AT&T Nations Classic events are happening. Guess who's coming to town? Facebook is coming to campus, and that's just for starters. Joining me for his monthly conversation here on the Daily Drum is Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. The lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Frederick, good to see you again. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Good. Okay, let's talk about the Classic, the Nations Classic, AT&T Nations Classic, big rivalry between Morehouse and Howard University. But that's not all. I want to get to the football piece in just a bit. But for those who, you know, want to kind of enjoy some of the other activities, give me kind of the rundown of what we can expect this week.
Well, you know, certainly the Classic is more than a game, as we have themed it over the years. And what you can expect is robust discussion around issues that are germane, especially to HBCUs in particular. So on Thursday, for instance, we have a symposium on the endowing the mission of HBCUs, which really looks at what are we doing to fulfill the mission to make sure that these schools are not just surviving but thriving. And I think that would be a great discussion that will occur from 7 to 9 in the Blackburn Center. On Friday, I'll be joined by President Wilson from Morehouse, and we will have a discussion about the role of HBCUs in addressing the nation's problems. And I think that that's a key role that we must play. And there are lots of activities that are taking place on HBCU campuses that are really directed at some of the images we see on our television sets when we look at what occurred in Ferguson, Missouri, etc. And I think our schools continue to play an important role. And we will look at, as well as at the resources and the intellectual property that is being generated on these campuses as well in another symposium on that day. So I think there's a great opportunity for lots of very, very avid discussion well beyond the game. The debate that will occur between the two student bodies is
Everybody's looking forward to that debate.
You better see it. It might be more intense than the football game, to be quite frank.
It may be. It may very well be. So, yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, so those young men that you will see and in the debate teams, I think it's a great opportunity because we get very cynical about our youth at times. Because they don't prepare the way we did, they don't dress the way we do, they don't listen to the same music. And I think we often think that they're not as active as we are. They're leveraging technology and they're doing other things to really express themselves around the societal concerns that are there. And I think having them in a debate really brings out what is the best of what we have to offer in our young folks today. And I think if you've never seen a debate between these two debate teams, you should make yourself get to Howard's campus, Crampton Auditorium, to witness this between 1 and 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the game, big rivalry there. A lot of people probably wonder, why Morehouse? Why not Hampton? Why not some other HBCU? Why is there this rivalry between Morehouse and Howard University?
Well, you know, our football teams go back away around, especially around the issue of homecoming. For those of you who attended Howard University, especially in the 80s and early 90s, that football game between those two rivals, especially around homecoming, was really a very intense game. And not just a football game, but again, it really brought two great institutions together in a way that really spurred on a rivalry. And if you look at the records of both teams, obviously we started the season taking on two very significant opponents. So to get the first win against Morehouse for the season, I think will go a long way.
You also mentioned earlier about, you know, the role of HBCUs, obviously, and kind of their place in the world. I'm sure you know that the new U.S. News rankings have come out related to, you know, where colleges in America stand. And I think, you know, historically, you know, HBCUs have, when compared to the, I guess you would say, the white universities, for lack of a better term, there's always been this kind of, I guess, intellectual tension as it relates to these rankings. Are these rankings important when it comes to HBCUs? And if so, why or why not?
Yeah, you know, rather than, I think, simply address the issue of whether they're important, what I would like to address is really how should we manage them in the spaces that we are in.
Okay.
These rankings aren't perfect, and I don't think you'll ever get a ranking that's perfect. The fact is some of us are taller than others, but that doesn't mean that we can't get the ball in the basket if we're shorter. And I think what we have to look at is what are the outcomes we are trying to drive at as a college or university who is being ranked, and is that an appropriate yardstick to be measured against? We have a special mission. So financially, when you look at our students' preparedness, the freshman retention rate, the class sizes, the financial resources you can put in to the university, alumni giving, all of these are factors in the ranking system, some of which we can control, obviously, but by mission, some of which we are actually going into a circumstance where we are taking on risk. Our freshman retention rate is never going to be 98.99% as long as we continue to give students without financial resources an opportunity to come to Howard, because those students may have to drop out because of financial reasons. We are trying to garner all our resources around them because obviously we don't want that. We want a retention rate from freshman to sophomore year of 99%, but we're doing it against great odds. So I think when you look at what the factors are that result in the ranking, it begs the question, is it a true test? Now, in terms of outcomes, I think you have to ask about outcomes, and these rankings obviously don't have that. Last year, we graduated 105 PhDs. This past graduation, 105 students of color with PhDs. You know, nobody else in the country is doing that. We still graduate more African-American students with PhDs. We graduate more African-American students from undergrad who go on to grad school and pursue PhDs in the STEM disciplines than any other school in the country over the past decade. So in terms of outcomes, we are still generating the types of outcomes that speaks to our mission. Mm-hmm. And then to be very fair and balanced, if I came and we were ranked number one, I would be telling you the rankings are the best. So right. I don't want to be hypocritical about that either.
Interesting point, too, because all colleges have different personalities. And it's kind of hard to put them all in that same basket. So you make an excellent point. By the way, if you want more information on the AT&T Nation's Classic, you can find it on Howard University's website at howard.edu. I looked right there on the front page. You can click on all of the information. It's right there. You want to make a phone call, join the conversation with Dr. Wayne Frederick at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 and WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, we're talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick, talking about all things Howard University and HBCUs. Of course, lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Yesterday, First Lady Michelle Obama was in Atlanta, and she was talking to high school students about college. And she said, if I can do it, you can do it. But really, her focus was about her Reach Higher initiative. She's trying to motivate students, whether they are disadvantaged or not. And what she said was that their experiences, their life experiences, have made them stronger and will help them succeed. Of course, talking about herself. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, Mr. Fisher, I absolutely agree. I think we have to encourage our young men and women to reach higher, to push further. But we have to be realistic and pragmatic when we do that. So it's one thing to give them that encouragement to make sure that they have the self-confidence, but we have to make sure that we also give them the tools and the exposures that would allow them to get there. So we have to get the fundamentals right. We have to make sure that they're prepared to take the tests that they're going to take. We can complain all day about standardized tests and students coming from disadvantaged communities not being prepared. Our system has to start building things in place and putting things in place that would allow them to excel in these areas so that they can perform well. And we have to recognize that there's no mystery to that. We also have to make sure that holistically we look at these students in that fashion. They are not just coming to school. They're going home. They have to be in safe environments. They have to be in households where they're getting nutritious meals. They have the right type of health. All of those are aspects of getting them prepared so that they can reach higher and giving them every advantage possible to get there and succeed.
I want to go to the phone lines real quick at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Roland calling from Mitchellville. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd just like to express my gratitude and happiness to have a person of Dr. Frederick's stature and intellectual achievement assume the presidency of Howard University. I'm a former engineering student there myself back in the 60s. And, we had leadership coming from the Caribbean back then. And with him taking over Howard University, with Dr. Jazz taking over the Jericho City of Praise, all I can say is thank God for Trinidad sending us the quality folks.
Roland, thank you so much for your phone call. Dr. Frederick, do you want to speak to Roland real quick?
I certainly want to thank him for his sentiment, and it's always great to hear from our fellow Bison.
All right, well, Roland, thank you so much for your telephone call. I need to also kind of preview what we're going to talk about on the other side, because this is a really critical thing, and I want to make sure that people are aware of this. Facebook is coming to Howard University tomorrow. That's a really, really big deal, and there have been a lot of issues, not so much about Facebook, but about Silicon Valley firms and how they recruit African Americans, and the fact that the reality is that they have not done much of that at all, or women, for that matter. On the other side, we're going to talk about that issue with Dr. Frederick. So certainly you can give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. So hang on, the Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us.